time like the Buddha, but not as great as Buddha's enlightenment. Everything he experienced, the Aryan, the enlightened person has to experience too. Otherwise it's impossible to completely, absolutely, has no more wrong understanding about what appears now.
Ma'am, after reading a lot of the lines, the reality which are also experienced are also not by me.
Never, because seeing must be seen.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Cannot change seeing to something else.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So when we are thinking about some situations or realities...
What do you mean by some situation? No situation, if there is no thinking. Because seeing sees, and then thinking think of what is there from moment to moment as something all the time, by the rapidity of the succession of the arising and falling away, unknowingly. But Buddha said about the Four Noble Truths, the arising and falling away is dukkha, the absolute dukkha. Nobody can change the way it is. No one, until no one at all. Only reality is, no doubt about reality, seeing is not that which is seen. Not the words, but the truth.
Ma'am, thinking about the reality, it's a bit understanding of the reality.
It's the beginning to know the world or realities. Because it's not known at all from life to life about seeing as the self, hearing, citta and cetasika and everything. Arising and falling away so rapidly, together like a lump, just running around so fast. How can one understand just one characteristic? For example, the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, Kaya Nupassana, nothing to do with citta. Because where is Kaya? Here and now. As Sakaya. And this is Kaya. That's why in the end, understanding Kaya inside and outside as well, as only realities, Dhamma.
Ma'am, the speed is so fast of the successions.
Mm-hmm. Only Buddha had become enlightened, so he taught what he had enlightened to those who can understand and develop by not taking it for I am developing, I am hearing. From the beginning, the very firm understanding of no self will help the no self to develop on and on and on. But if we begin with I am studying, I am listening, there is I from the beginning to the end.
And ma'am, this thing, wisdom, panna knows.
Panna.
Yeah. Knows it.
Yeah. And the moment of understanding is no one. It's a reality. Mm-hmm. Only one which can understand reality as it is. Sati cannot understand. It is aware because it has heard a lot about Dhamma, Pariyatti. The moment when it arises, another level is patipatti. Just be aware. By then, no one is aware. It arises like pop up to be aware of only a reality. But it's not clear. So at this moment, without understanding, there is no sati to experience hardness or crossing the street or whatever. But from hearing on and on, it conditions understanding as soon as there is touching and experiencing. The same characteristic which experienced before hearing the teachings and at moment of it's there. And moment which understand instead of clinging, it's the understanding in between, little by little. So panya knows whether there is sati or no sati. Because sati does not arise all the time, like seeing now, does not arise all the time. But seeing arises again and again and again, so the seeing seems all the time. But sati is not like that. From hearing, there is sati at level of understanding correctly, firmly. Sappa, prinya, whatever appears is only that characteristic which has to be rupa or citta cetasika, that which cannot experience anything at all, and that which experience at moment of when rupa appears. Without the reality which experiences it, it cannot appear. Even there are conditions for its arising and falling away. So just rupa, the world does not appear at all, nothing there. But as soon as is the reality which experiences no rupa at all, nowhere, because it arises to experience, no thought about here or there. See, very, very details.
Rupa arises to just experience the reality.
The reality only open up the world of rupa, color, sound, smell, taste, touch. Now there's no experience of taste. How can taste appear? It's here, wherever it is. Mahaputra rupa, the four primary rupas, there must be another four rupa together, but it can be experienced properly. If there is no tongue, no taste appear. If there's no nose, sense or base, sound cannot appear. Even there are conditions for sounds to arising and falling away. Everything is taught by the Buddha of what he had experienced as Ariya Satya. So no one can experience that, only the person who understands the words of the Buddha and follow, not by that person anymore, just by realities. Like now there's hearing, listening, not only hearing, see, and thinking about, consider a lot, not known as realities, but as I, wrong understanding. There must be birth and death. Who can change the end of life, the beginning of life, and life before death? See, many, many things happen yesterday, last year, and it will continue to tomorrow, each moment by conditions.
Acha, ma'am, seeing is the arising of realities. Is this arising of realities is predetermined by the karma?
Now, there is seeing.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think about seeing before? Do you have any idea?
No.
See?
Yes, everything is new.
By conditions.
Lekin, but ma'am, when...
It arises, so it's seen. See? Just reality is to be reminded. Something that you don't know yet what is, see, but it's there, something which is experienced.
No, actually, ma'am, I was thinking in some other way. There are not always even situations, ma'am. There are the odd situations also.
When there is no thinking, there is no one, no situation, no thing at all. So there is thinking which is not inwards. It follows the object which is seen instantly, and sanya marks every moment. So it brings about the idea or the situation. People and things are around.
Idea of situation, thinking. No, ma'am. Idea of situation, how can be the idea of situation in front of my eyes, the murder is happening?
Your eyes? What is yours?
Mine is nothing.
No one there, no you. If there's no seeing, can there be you see, I see? When there's no seeing at all. And who condition, who makes seeing arise? Not by you. Have some idea about next seeing? Impossible.
No.
Thinking has to be only thinking. Mm-hmm. It's not you who thinks. Is there thinking now? For sure. The other rupa or sound or whatever cannot arise in between. There must be seeing process and then thinking of that which is seen instantly. Otherwise, there's no idea. no marks of shape and form at all. But what brings about that which is seen as something is thinking, not in words, even not in words. So there are two kinds of thinking, thinking in words and not in words. Now there's thinking not inward, as the seeing.
Yes, ma'am.
And if Buddha didn't teach, who can know?
Nobody, ma'am.
Nobody.
No one.
So any moment of understanding the truth from the Buddha's words, great respect. More and more and more. Until his words are the refuge for life, and life to come. To know, to understand the world which is now appear, but not as it is. The magic world.
They are totally magic.
Mm-hmm.
They are totally.
See? It's this
magic.
Is Ruti.
It's
see?
Happening.
Magic. Magician. The Chitta.
Everything.
No one. See, but the word of the Buddha, even one word, should be studied carefully because it will bring about the moment which is not just pariyatti. It conditions moment of patipatti, close to reality right now. Because now we are talking about seeing, it's gone all the time. Panya does not approach it nearer and nearer and nearer until it just be aware, that is sati. And panya arises with sati at level of patipatti. It's not just hearing without being aware, but it's moment of just arise to be aware from the firm understanding, confidence in the teaching that now seeing arises, otherwise there's no seeing. But when hearing, where's the seeing? But it seems like there is seeing all day. But there are thinking and many, many other moments. The great magician. Can you do that? Or anyone do that? Or no, can anyone stop citta to arise succinctly from moment to moment so fast? Mm-hmm. That's why we learn how many cetasikas arise with one citta. That's why citta is a faculty which just experiences the object. Mano, manasa, hariya, whatever. It cannot do other things about parsa. Parsa is not the contact between rupa and rupa. But it's that reality which is not citta. But it is the nama, the experience, which performs the function of contacting or what you call impinge on the object. Because even the visible object and the eye base is not parsa. But the parsa arises with citta. So now, at moment of seeing, there must be parsa, cetasika.
Yes,
and seeing is conditioned by parsa, which contact or experience the rupa. But it does not see like seeing. It does not perform the function of experience, but it performs the function of contacting. So what it appears now depends on parsa. Whenever it is hearing, because parsa, contact, sound, the nama, not the rupa, this is the cetasika, which arises with each citta, each moment. So there are seven cetasikas arising at moment of experiencing. But there are only 10 citta, which is accompanied by every seven, at least, not more nor less, seven cetasikas only. One is parsa. What is the other? It's here now. What is that?
Ma'am, at a time.
At the moment of seeing, there must be seven cetasikas. Now we know about the parsa. It's not citta, but it is cetasika. What are the others? 6. It's here and now. Not disclosed yet. But it's there, unknown. Everything is unknown without the teachings of the Buddha. So even Pasa arises with citta, which says, no one knows. Because the object has to be experienced only one at a time. Like heat, when hardness appears, heat which is there cannot appear, just one at a time.
Lekin one citta is followed by seven.
Arise together. Together means yes, they arise together by way of saha. Together, saha chata. Chata is arising. Arise together, falls away together. Experience the same object. That is the characteristic of cetasika. That which arises with citta. Together. All the time. So now it's not just citta, there must be cetasika, which makes citta different. So citta different, it's by way of aramana, the object which it experiences, by way of cetasika, which the reality which accompanies when it arises, they arise together, citta and cetasika. So no place for I. Because actually there's no I at all.
Now there's no I.
See? Yeah.
Everything is happening.
Yeah.
Everything is happening.
Yeah.
What I am doing? Nothing. Who am I? Nothing. It's conditioned to happen like this.
Well,
nothing is there.
There's no self, but there is something.
Reality is Dhamma. Yeah. So everything Dhamma. Is Dhamma. The past, the present, future. Even after death, the last moment of citta to be this person. It conditioned the next instantly. Not by anyone at all, but by conditions. The ready karma, which has to arise after death. Changing from being this person to other being instantly, no matter in heaven, hell, animal, or whatever. No selection. So the good deeds can produce birth consciousness. The ill deeds also produce the unwholesome moment to be snake, bird, fish, worm, anyone. Even the queen in Tipitaka died and she was born as a worm. Changing from the queen into worm. And the queen has no relation with her past life king at all. She likes the worm better. She didn't care anything about the king at all.
She wants worm.
But it saved the king from clinging to the queen anymore, because before that he was in great sorrow thinking about her. Does she want to raise the worm, that worm, which once was his queen, his wife? No, not at all. No more clinging.
I would like to go through your lines in this book, the lines exactly, and then also I will give what I was thinking about it.
What do you mean?
He wants to read some lines from the book.
Good, very good. That's why the word should be studied one at a time, because so deep and so great. When we talk about citta, not only this moment.
Ma'am told, if you do not use words like citta or nature of citta, there is a reality which sees, a reality which just arises to see.
Is it right? Clear?
Yes, ma'am. A reality which just arises to see, the more is the understanding of the reality
which arises to see, the more understanding develops. There is no one there, and it falls away instantly. When there is the idea of people and things, there is no seeing at that moment.
Right.
I'm marking the last word. When there is the idea of people and things, there is no seeing at that moment. Because there's an idea, like you are...
Seeing can know who's there, not at all. But as it's seeing the marks of the object, which seeing performs as thing, and the rupa, the succession of the arising and following condition, the mark and shape and form.
Okay.
Now, ma'am, so it's thinking of seeing.
Motivated? No seeing.
At moment of thinking.
The idea of people and things, there is no seeing at that moment. When there is the idea of people and things,
these are
the two words.
How close and how fast the succession of the citta.
There is no seeing at that moment. Now, ma'am, I have got little confusions. It can be through my accumulations or what I have experienced before. Ma'am, in 2007, I was in FTII. Film and Television Institute of India. And there was one question.
You said thinking?
No, it was a reality with me. It was thinking. It was a reality with me. Ma'am, I will tell you. So, I was a sound, I was in the sound department and I was doing my master's in audiography there. It's sound signal, all the things and perception of the sound and everything about the sound. Suppose there is a case.
Supposed. Thinking.
It's a thinking, man. It's a case. It's a very dense forest. Very dense forest. And there are no human beings as far as you can think, as far as you can imagine or see. No human beings, not even the birds. Nobody who can articulate anything.
Through experience?
Just thinking. Nobody.
Is that someone there now? There?
Yeah, I am there.
No, you are here.
I am here.
What do you think about the past? Sanya performs its function.
The most important part is coming back now. So, no human being, no birds, no insects, nothing, only trees. And the five elements. Panchabhuta, five elements.
Five
elements.
What is the one element? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Ma'am. Can you tell the five elements? Ma'am, the five elements. Earth, fire, water, air.
And akasha.
And akasha. Five elements. Panchabhuta. Panchabhuta. Are there. Trees are also there. Wind is also there. But no human being, nothing. The condition is that...
Only you.
No, ma'am, not I also. Not I also.
But there is thinking, no you, for sure.
Yeah.
So you say three. There must be that. There must be that which experiences.
Actually. Yeah. Now, question is that one of the leaf, a dry leaf, a very, very dry leaf and a big leaf, a small leaf, falls from 70 feet to the ground. 70 feet to the ground, a dry leaf.
So what
the question is, does it make the sound or not?
Chitta chetasika rupa. Did you hear the sound?
Ma'am, I...
At that time?
No.
So no sound is experienced?
There was sound.
You think?
I think.
Do you have house, spoon, fork now?
But ma'am,
this... Do you have now?
No.
See, it's the same. If there's no thinking, no sanya, no whatever, it's now, no remember about that. If I don't ask you about spoon and fork, see, you don't think about spoon or fork. Do you have ears? You think of ears.
इनका कहने का मतलब है कि अगर वहाँ पे कोई भी व्यक्ति नहीं था, I will say just make my clear because it's a 10 years back and I'm struggling for it for the last 10 years.
As long as there's the eye, there must be the remembrance of happenings, events, and so on.
The jhana question he was asking was, when the leaf falls, is there sound, even though you're not there?
Is there sound in the forest now?
Yes, there must be.
See, thinking, but not hearing.
वही तो क्वेश्चन बता रहे हैं. सोच में है, लेकिन तुम सुन तो नहीं पा रहे ना. वो तो तुम्हारी सोच में है. You are just thinking, but you can't hear it. जब तुमने सुना ही नहीं, यू कांट हियर इट ऑल, इट्स नॉट रियल. और जो नॉट रियल है वो तुम्हारी कॉन्सेप्ट और सिचुएशन है. वो तो सिचुएशन और कॉन्सेप्ट हो गया, वो तो रियलिटी तो है नहीं. इट वॉज माई लाइक थिंकिंग एंड आई वॉज इट्स अ सिचुएशन इट्स
टू मेक इट क्लियर
इमेजिनेशन. बट द साउंड विल बी देयर अकॉर्डिंग टू द साइंस. Something false which has got the sound.
What is
I was saying if the no human are there, I am not able to perceive the sound. For me the sound won't be there. And there was a big debate in the FTI and debate goes to in the newspapers also. Because of me, this happened.
So there is you somewhere.
No, it was a condition like, ma'am, we were mixing the sound for the film.
Yes, but you take that.
Yeah. The situation was just like that. I had to design the sound
so
for that kind of a scene.
The self is so very deeply rooted. No matter how long ago, it's still remembered.
I think what Ajahn is saying, there was sound, there is sound, but you're not there. Well, there is no experience.
No.
There is
no you who hears. Yeah. There's no hearing.
There's no hearing.
So, can that be sound? It's gone completely.
No, it's not there.
Whatever you think about is gone all the time, unknowingly. Whatever is there now, until it is directly experienced, more confidence on the words of the Buddha. Seeing arises, seeing falls away instantly.
Achha, ma'am, in reality, the natural phenomena are also there.
What is the phenomenon?
Like the rain?
The rain. Do you hear the rain now or then?
The woman to nikal chuka hai na, that is past.
And one begins to understand sanya cetasika. It remembers whenever it arises with its citta. It experiences that object by being remembered or marking the object. So there's the idea later. What is that?
Idea of ma'am?
After hearing, smelling, tasting, there is the idea of the marks and
yes,
what
ma'am.
Is left. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As something. Permanent. I. Once in the south, in the forest.
Now I got the last one very clear. When there is the idea of people and think there is no seeing at that moment. Then I was thinking for 15-20 minutes that what's written here and what was like. Now I can correlate that there should be the germs of understanding in everybody.
From now on, when there is something remembered, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's only the function of citta and memory about this or that.
It's already been
like this moment, it's not past moment, see? No one knows. Creeping on and on all the time until death.
When Ajahn says, no one knows, what do you mean?
Do you know?
If I know which moment comes
in. Do you know the moment when citta arises and falls away in succession? What you know is I, table things.
I want to ask Ajahn one question about citta and cetasika. Can a normal person have sati of cetasika?
So what is sati? Because the answer is not enough.
The what?
The answer, just answer is not enough to understand. One has to begin is, what is it? It's a beginning of understanding, better and better later after knowing what is that. So when you talk about sati, do you know what sati is?
I think sati is knowing the object directly, knowing the characteristics
of
the object.
This is hard.
Yes.
Is it a sati?
I don't know because Ajahn, I don't know if Ajahn is having
That's sati. That's why we have to learn cittas in details how many jitas, by chati, by plane of existence, and by chitisikas, which accompany. They are different. To have more confidence that there is no self at all. It is different types of chitta.
Right.
So, can sati or does sati arise with seeing? This is from hearing and considering.
No, Ajahn. Sati comes one come one moment.
By
after.
Saying this, do you know what sati is?
I know that sati does not arise with chitta.
But when will it arise?
Oh.
At moment of wholesome chittas only.
I mean it will not arise with seeing.
But even so, there must be sata and aloba and atosa when there's sati rising to the wholesome chitta. But no one knows the characteristics of sati, even when it's not the pattipatti. It is only pariyatti. We talk about sati is wholesome. It's that moment of not being forgetful about wholesomeness to be performed. This is what we learn to understand, that when it's akusala, it cannot be sati.
Right.
Even the action is the same.
The action?
The same.
Which action?
Eating can be eating with sati or eating without sati.
Right.
Depending on understanding. When there's no understanding at all, sati cannot arise with anything, eating, walking, and so on. But when there's understanding, not enough, it cannot condition the higher level of sati, the direct awareness with understanding. It's only just experience that. No understanding, no awareness. So when one has a very firm understanding, confident in the teachings, that at moment of touching is not sati. So when will sati arise? Without the understanding of the teaching of the truth of reality, sati cannot arise. Not by going to a certain place, sitting or doing anything. It's impossible because it's not understanding. So only the pariyatti. If one just hears the word or listen to the words without understanding, it's not sati. So how many wholesome sobhana chetasikas are there? We have to know. At least there must be 19 sobhana chetasikas arising with any wholesome moment. So the wholesome moment can arise with apanya, but there must be sati to be not forgetful to perform or do the wholesome things like giving or abstaining from ill deeds. And to study the teachings, it is sati at moment of understanding. So it's not just sati like giving away things for the other's benefit or abstaining from ill deeds. It is the understanding of the truth. So that moment of sati, it is sati with panya, understanding. So there are different characteristics, different ones. Sati cannot be panya.
Ma'am, moment of understanding and direct understanding.
No one there. Sati arises with panya, understand what is heard, listened carefully. If it's not carefully, when it's not careful study or considering or hearing, it's not wise considering, it's unwise. That's why people just read about virya.
Energy.
Then they just go to the meditation center. Because the person thinks, this is what Buddha said.
Yes. Ma'am, I'm going to some of the lines from the book I'm not able to understand. When intellectual understanding has conditioned direct understanding, when the intellectual understanding has conditioned direct understanding of the level of inside knowledge, vipassana yana, the arising and falling of realities one at a time can be clearly understood.
Even so, whatever is experienced must be by nimitta only.
Yes, ma'am.
So when we have such understanding, even though it's like that, we know what it's meant. Not single one, but the nimitta, the mark and sign of any reality.
But it was, ma'am, at that point of understanding, it was the awareness or it was a direct understanding, a direct awareness?
Okay, now we are talking about seeing. Seeing arises and falls away unknowingly, right? But there is seeing which sees, and there is the understanding. Seeing is arisen by conditions, no self, no one. At that very moment, it depends on panya, right understanding. It knows whether is there any moment of direct awareness of seeing. To develop the understanding, seeing as not self anymore, little by little.
Little by little. Okay.
That is patipatti, not pativeda. But vipassana jnana is higher than patipatti. Because from seeing and hearing, thinking, they all arising and falling away so very fast, right? But when sati arises, it begins to directly understand just one nimitta of a reality, but not one reality.
Okay.
That's why even vipassana jnana, only nimitta, can be even direct experience as such. Not just one moment of seeing which can be seen, because after seeing has fallen away, the other moment by paccaya, samanantara paccaya and anantara paccaya, panya cannot arise at all. No. It has to be other. So the nimitta of seeing is there as not seeing, not thinking, but it's that which sees.
And ma'am, this samatha?
No. Samatha is not vipassana.
But
because what is samatha?
The development of calmness, ma'am.
Is it kusala?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it understand reality?
No, ma'am.
See, no. So how can there be the realization by just develop samatha? But at moment of right understanding, samatha is there.
Yes, ma'am, yes. Ma'am.
Because it has to be calm. But one cannot say that it's the development of samatha, but it's the development of panya, which has samatha in it. No need to develop samatha.
Yes, ma'am.
Because samatha must be there with vipassana all the time.
So, ma'am...
So, what is samatha? What is calm? Is it real? Is it a reality? What reality is it? See, Buddha taught so very clear about that. So, is samatha citta?
Yes, ma'am. No.
Chitta. Because citta only experiences the object, the faculty.
Yes, ma'am.
Only. So, samatha must be cetasika.
Yes.
And it has to be sopana cetasika. One of the sopana cetasika, one of the cetasika which arises with each moment of kusala. It is citta parsati cetasika and kaya parsati cetasika. That's why we have to know the difference of the 25 wholesome cetasikas. More and more details in the beginning is what is it? What is it? Otherwise it will be mistaken by our idea. So there are two kinds of development for the word bhavana in Pali. Bhavana is translated as practice, but actually it's not at all. It's the development of cetasika and citta. Before the enlightenment of the Buddha, as much as people can understand what's wholesome and what is wholesome, right? So they had panya to know what is the object which can condition samatha. But it has to be panya, not just breath and then not understanding of breath at all and then try to concentrate on breath. That is not samatha bhavana. no right understanding, no kusala cetasikas arising with it. It's only attachment, just want to do. So any person in the Buddha's time or before that could understand moment of being calm, which is different from lobha citta and dosa citta and moha citta. And how come not to be calm? Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, not knowing that it's a source of akusala, attachment, aversion, so on, or killing or whatever, which follows, because of the attachment and clinging to it. So they don't want to experience these five sensuous objects. And they know how. Because if they don't understand when is kusala and when is akusala, how can they abstain from akusala? So it has to be panya, which says the danger of attachment to sensuous object unavoidable, because it has to follow, because there is ignorance. Only 3 moments after seeing it's there as asava, unknown right now. So now we are studying and hearing and understanding among akusala, which is not known. Until the right understanding is so great enough, so at moment of understanding, no asava after the seeing. See, because panya is there, but not as quick or rapid like that at all. It needs more and more understanding, and understanding detached can perform the function of detached from clinging or lobha, which is one's master from life to life. Ignorance and attachment is there. So it needs right understanding for the development of wholesome by way of calmness or vipassana. But for calmness, no panya. So the people in the Buddha's time attained different degrees of calmness, which conditioned the birth in Brahma planes, Aruba Brahma planes, but no enlightened the truth. So it's the samsara, still in the cage of samsara. Never be freed at all. But after the Buddha's enlightenment, he taught the truth of everything. There were many people who had accumulated the understanding enough, like Sariputta and Moggallana and disciples like that. And those who began to hear or
listen.
See? And right we now see the beginning of understanding the virtues of the Buddha, how he could understand everything much more than anyone else. So he's the great teacher, Sasada in Thai, we call it Sasada, the great teacher.
Sasada.
Sasada.
Sansada.
I don't know the Pali term.
Pali Sasada.
Sasada.
Great teacher, what do you
mean? The Pali doesn't have D, they have T. The great teacher. Like crow. It's about the reality or sasana, religion. The religion teacher is sasada, great teacher. So nobody can be as great as Buddha. Sasana is the great teacher of the sasana, religion, teachings. Can you study Dhamma by reading the dictionary?
And this was my question also. You have asked. It was very good. I have written. Can be learning from the text without real investigating the truth themselves could lead them to the level of understanding or knowing about realities
wrong
and concepts.
Understanding. For sure. Bhikkhu Bodhi. Very, very good.
Yes, ma'am.
In language. But what about the understanding? I don't know Pali, but I consider the teachings and the truth has to conform. It cannot be changed because it's the absolute truth. So never change from realities to self. Three levels.
Three levels of understanding.
Okay. Pariyati, study, level. Patipati,
experiencing.
Direct awareness. And Pativeda, discern the truth or enlightened. So each word of the Buddha is a truth that can be enlightened. Otherwise he won't teach if no one can follow the path. And there were Sotapanna, Sakatagami, Anagami and Arahata in the Buddha's time. And the words carried on, I know, to now, who study carefully, respectfully, without respect. The teachings of the Buddha is very easy. Some say, no need to study. Just directly, patipati, go somewhere.
Thank you.
So, that person doesn't have Buddha as teacher or refuge. They believe in the other. They follow the other's word. That's why I quote Inka and others. Quote Inka's words, not the Buddha's words.
They don't have the real understanding. They don't.
Those who understand the depth or the subtlety of the teachings will know that seeing arises and falls away. Is it true? But it's so hard, difficult to discern the truth. There must be the clear comprehension at level of pariyati. Never change at all. No sati. When or satipatthana, when there is no understanding. That's why each reality has various levels. Sati at this moment of understanding is not direct, which understand, just one reality at a time. And even it begins, it's not clear yet. That's why it takes many lives until one knows that that is patipeda. Because only one reality can appear to that level of panya. Nothing is there at all. The world is lost. Because what we take for the world are so many things at moment of seeing, see. But it's not clear as long as there are so other many things appear together. But only one that is, it knows clearly. Because at moment of seeing appears, it's not the moment of hearing appears. And the characteristics of that which experience, no shape, no form at all, no place, no space for its arising, no China or Thailand or room or anywhere at all. Because that is not the sea. The sea is a sea. No body, no eye. The seeing, the experiencing and the object. So the object of seeing is rupa. It cannot experience. And that which experiences it, no shape, no form. The experiencing is dark, but the sight, the rupa which is seen, is not dark. At moment of hearing, it's the dark world, because at moment of hearing, it's not have shape and form. And the sound itself just appear as sound, not the hearing. So the first vipassana jnana is nama, rupa, parijeda jnana. The distinction between nama and rupa. No doubt about that which has no shape and form, but sees, hears, and thinks, and so on. And the cittanupassana satipatthana is different from dhammanupassana satipatthana, because only citta is the object, different cittas depending on that which experience only. But Dhamma, the other reality which is not under Kaya, Vedana and Citta, Dhamma, the five khandhas. There are five khandhas.
Yes.
Which khandha appear now? It appear, but it's not Dhamma no Pasana yet. But it begins to show up as it is. It can be anything. It's only that which can be seen. The Rupa Khanda. And Vedana, there must be feeling each moment with citta, with each citta. It does not appear as object of sati and panya. If there is no what you call listening carefully, that it's there, feeling is there. The five khandhas are the Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana. Kaya is here, Kaya Nupassana, in or out. And the Vedana arises now, no one knows, because if Sati is not aware of it, if it does not appear as object of Sati, it means that it's not known. It falls away, arising and falling away all the time. But in order to have less and less attachment to anything as me or mine, that which is not known has to be known, like Vedana feeling. It's a feeling now. Without Sati, it's not known as feeling, it's me. Whatever arises is khanda. That's why rupa is khanda, it arises and falls away. Chitta is khanda, it arises and falls away. Chetasika is khanda, it arises and falls away. And nibbana does not arise, just fall away, so it's not khanda. Khanda vimutti is the word for nibbana only. But when we say there are realities, dhamma, they are different. One can experience and the other cannot. Rupa khanda cannot experience, but it arises in false way. It has to be khanda, which does not experience. So sound is khanda, rupa khanda. Smell is rupa khanda. And the citta, cetasikas, are nama khanda. But citta is not cetasik, little by little. And the five khandas, see? Because why would I just point out these five while there are how many cittas and how many cetasaka and how many rupa? Because the rupa, no matter what it is, cannot experience anything at all. And citta is vinyana khanda. And feeling is vedana khanda. It arises with each moment of citta. And sanya arises with each citta. And it plays its part, very important. Because without sanya, no world, no being, no thought, no idea at all. So, since everyone wants to have pleasant feeling, they seek for pleasant feeling all the time, from time to time. Not the unpleasant one, but only the pleasant one. So, it's great to know that that feeling is not self at all. Otherwise, there must be, oh, I feel pleasant or unpleasant. So without understanding Vedana as that which arises and falls away, it's not me, it's not anyone. Panya has to understand Vedana. So Vedana is Vedana Nupassana Satipatthana. And Sanya, another khanda, and the rest jetasika, the 50 jetasikas are Sankhara khanda. Each of them. There are 52 jetasikas. Vedana is Vedana khanda. The second khanda, Rupa khanda, and Vedana. Rupa khanda is that which cannot experience. And the nama, four nama, one rupa. Four nama is the first one, Vedana. The second one is sanya, two jetasikas. So 50 jetasikas are Sankhara khanda. While each citta is vinyana khanda, because no matter what, it just experience only. It's the chief of experiencing.
Knowing sanya as not self, is that dhamma nupassana?
So, all rupas are what? All rupas are what?
Rupa nupassana.
Dhamma nupassana. Because kaya is not all, only rupa here is the body which everyone clings to very much, my body.
But body is not rupa, reality.
Why not? Without rupa, can there be body? So in order to understand that Buddha is not me, there must be the understanding of what is there when it's not me, which one takes for rupa, my body. So among this is not my body. This is not my body. But the rupa here is the object of clinging from life to life, very much. So it is kaya here, satipatthana. But not only here. The other rupa is not taken for my body. So it's dhamma nupasana satipatthana, which has to be known as well. Because it's not me here, even that it's not me, but it's something.
But why is it called kaya nupasana?
Where is the body? Do you have any body? Kaya is body.
Well, there are rupas, Ajahn, but
yes,
no
but do
body.
You know that it's rupa? Oh, my body, my eyes, my
yes.
ears,
yes.
my lung, my heart,
I know, toes. I know it like my body, but in
so,
reality there's no body.
That's why under Dhamma Nupasana Satipatthana, when it's not what you take for my body.
But why is not called Rupa Nupasana?
Is it necessary under the Dhamma Nupasana includes of five khandhas? But do you cling to this as much as this?
Yes.
Depending on how much you cling to. If the other is killed, it's all right. But what about you? Is that not the truth? The truth is the truth. Because it's not just knowing the other things, but also this should be known as not I, not me, not mine at all. That is why even
what is
this? Atanutiti, but here is Sakaya. Me.
Sakaya ditti.
That's why it's Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana.
Sakaya ditti is a dhamma.
Atanutiti, the same as well, 20 Atanutiti, 20 Sakaya ditti. Because that is not me, that is not me. It's atta, something, but this is something, but it's me.
And why are there 20 of them?
Why? Look it up in the dictionary,
like,
Dhamma, Buddha, a Buddhist dictionary.
Yes.
But you cannot understand just by reading, but from investigating, thinking, understanding that they are different. Otherwise, Buddha didn't use the word sakaya, just atta. But everyone takes this for my body. So there's the word that this is sakaya for me, but atta, nutiti, for the others.
And Ajahn, the seven chetasikas
yes.
that arise with every chitta.
Pasa.
Vedana.
Sanya.
And
for Sankara Khanda, Chetana. Not all 50, but
yeah.
Seven.
Chetana.
Sankara. The other are Sankara Khanda.
Can those seven Chetasika be experienced?
Why
be
not?
Known?
Why
be known?
Not? Why not?
By the normal person?
Ignorance cannot, but Panya can.
Panya can know?
Why not? Even the arising and falling away of the nimitta, of the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, of the citta and cittasika, depending on conditions.
But when seeing arises, Panya knows the seeing.
Why not? It's Panya.
But when it knows
it
the seeing...
It understands the characteristic which is not I, not self.
Can Panya know also Vedana or
Why
Sanya?
Not? Even it's not Panya. Do you know Vedana?
But I mean, of the seeing, the Vedana together.
It doesn't matter at all. It depends on how great Panya of each individual has accumulated. Can anyone know a Sariputta? Like what Sariputta know? Why? By conditions, different conditions.
Yes. there are some, for example, some rupas that cannot be known, right? Like vikara rupa.
Can it be known if it's real?
But I mean by the normal person.
What level of understanding?
Okay.
What's the understanding of the Buddha? And what's the understanding of Sariputta? And what is the understanding of Mokkallana? What about the understanding of the rest which is not mentioned?
When we talk about Visaya Rupas,
what are they?
The seven Visaya Rupas are seven Rupas, right?
What are they?
Visual object, hearing object, smelling object, tasting object, three
tangible Rupas.
Tangible Rupas, yeah.
Because it's daily. Experienced. Do you experience more rupa in daily life? Does the vikara rupa appear to anyone? Vikara.
Vikara. V-I-C-A-R-A. Vikara.
Is there no vikara?
There is vikara.
Can it be known in daily life?
No.
Everyone who doesn't have wisdom can experience the...
Anyone what? Ajahn?
Who does not have understanding can know the seven daily rupa, right?
Right.
And can those who have enlightened experience more than this?
I think so, because they mentioned...
So it depends on conditions, but it doesn't mean that it cannot be known. Did Buddha know the vikara rupa? What about this?
But can the vikara rupa be an object for developing vipassana?
Can you direct sati to be aware of this or that?
No.
When time comes, it's the individual who knows the moment of experiencing uncontrollable. There is no attention to concentrate on breath, but when time comes, by condition, there can be awareness and right understanding of breath as breath. No doubt about breath. It's conditioned by citta. It's there, not the other arms, ears, hardness, but it's that which is conditioned by citta.
But breath is only a concept.
If it's not known, would Buddha teach? But to whom it depends? Did Sariputta expect to experience what when he became Sotapanna? Only he.
Unexpected.
Unexpectedly. It indicates the anatness all the way.
Right.
More confidence and more confidence. So who has great confidence in Buddha?
The person who has understanding.
Who has enlightened.
Enlightened.
Sotapanna. Okay. So that is always why. But study and know that. Can anyone know realities as Buddha knew?
No.
See, this is the answer. Sariputta, Mokkallana, the great disciples and the common disciples, the different degrees of Aryan, Savaka, or Sangha. No doubt, but there is doubt now, which has to be eradicated at moment of Sotapattimagga. As much as it can be known, doubt is not self, it's real, it's a reality because it arises by conditions. Do you have doubt, Kunsundara?
Sometimes.
See, only at moment when it arises. If it does not rise, it's not there. And doubt is what?
Chetasik.
Wholesome or unwholesome? With what citta it arises. If we don't know, we cannot say or understand it. I know from hearing, considering, what level of understanding is there. So now there's no understand what citta, doubt arises with what citta, right? So it arises with what kind of citta? How many akusala cittas are there? It arises almost every moment, but it's not known what type of akusala is there. So we have to learn in order to have less and less ignorance and attachment. Otherwise, it's impossible to eradicate and appreciate the words of the Buddha. Because it's I who knows, who learns, who thinks. But what did Buddha say? How many akusala cittas?
Yes.
12. And what are the 12? See?
Eight lobhamoola cittas, two dosamoola cittas, and two mohamoola cittas.
Not you. Only akusala cittas, rising and falling away, never to return in samsara. See?
So, ma'am, doubt is with
what? Akusala citta?
Unwholesome citta.
Pardon? Yeah, they are all together. 12 unwholesome akusala citta.
And within the 12 which he named?
He named.
It was among which one, ma'am?
He named what?
I was not able to answer.
Ajahn was saying that there are 12 types of akusala cittas. And 8 of those 12 arise with what we call with lobha. Lobha. And then they can be further subdivided, but we'll leave that for the time being. But then the next one you've got dosa mula citta, there are 2 of those. The root dosa mula, it's rooted in dosa. Yeah. It has rooted in dosa. It has dosa as its root. And then moha. It's rooted in moha.
It lower to dosa and to
moha.
So, ma'am, this doubt is with lobha, dosa, or moha?
When there is doubt, do you have some attachment to that which is doubted? No. So doubt cannot arise with lobha mula citta.
It has to be dosa.
Ignorance is there, so there is doubt. Do you dislike that moment? Because you don't know at all. So vicikicca or doubt cannot arise with lobha mula citta and dosa mula citta. So what kind of citta is there that it arises with? One kind of moha which doubt can accompany. When there is no doubt, it's another kind. No doubt with it. It doesn't know. It just think and think and think with uddaccha. The restlessness is there. So there are 2 kinds of moha mula citta. One with doubt, another no doubt. But the uddaccha can be understood. When you think a lot, restlessness. Phasa Bali ka, uddaccha. คนไทยไม่มีคนไทยพูดอุทธัจจะค่ะ
this
เอาดีกว่าฟุ้งซ่านค่ะฟุ้งซ่านมีไหมคะฟุ้งซ่านดีแฮนด์ตัวเอง
ตัวเอง
restlessness
U double D N J double C
so How do you think about that? Restlessness, opposites of calm.
Very common.
Uttaccha is the base, which cannot be known because there's no doubt with it. But when there is doubt, it's moha. Because of ignorance, there's doubt. Without root.
Uttaccha is not doubt.
It's not doubt. It's restless.
Yeah. One, with only one moha mulacitta has restlessness with it. Has the vichikicca or doubt with it. There are two, one with vichikicca, doubt, and the other not with doubt. Uttaccha can be known. While I think a lot of fantasy is uttaccha. But whenever there is attachment, it's not moha uttaccha anymore. It is lopa mulacitta. The root for that citta is lopa. How many akusala cittas do you have?
Ma'am, 12.
For sure?
Ma'am, you not just now we talk about 12
years. Yeah. Okay. Who doesn't have the 12? Have akusala, but not all.
Who? You are talking about overall, ma'am.
We talk about the person who hasn't become enlightened yet must have all 12 akusala cittas. But the person who has enlightened has no doubt about citta, cittasika, rupa. Sotapanna does not doubt anymore.
52 minus 12 equal to
but still have lopa and dosa. Truthfully, truly, because it's there for him to, for that person to realize it's not self, but it's there. By condition. As long as there must be akusala. Why not? But no doubt that it's not me.
She is saying in Wikipedia 89 types of citta there.
Do you have citta? Arahata citta? Do you have arahata citta?
No, ma'am.
See, so not all. 89. Less than that.
So B is a total.
Indeed. Yeah. You have less. You do not have the rupa jhana, arupa jhana. See.
89 is not complete because. Because
yes,
it's, yeah, it's one
when point. We talk about the enlightened moment without jhana, it is only 89. But including different levels of jhana, it's more.
120.
Enough?
Enough, lot of.
Yes. So in a day one realizes how much akusala when there is no understanding and no wholesome moment, like giving things away and sila, and listening and understanding the teachings.
I think, ma'am, in the day, normally more akusala is there than kusala.
In the day? Yes. Yes, it's yes.
Kusala is very, very, very less. Very, very
yeah.
Less.
And at moment of being kind, kusala or akusala?
Moment of being kind is kusala.
Akusala. So at moment of being kind, it saves you from akusala. See? And attachment, no matter to what,
okay,
is it akusala?
No matter what.
Yeah, happens. Yeah. And what about where one is fast asleep? Is there akusala moment? Akusala moment?
So, sona kusala or akusala?
Don't forget, for times or chati, kusala is one to arise to be akusala by way of chati. And to arise to be kusala, different one. one, two, and three is the vipaka, not the cause, but the result. For example, seeing is conditioned by previous karma. Any life, it doesn't matter, as long as it hasn't conditioned its result yet, it has opportunity when it's time, ready to produce any result, like seeing, hearing, smelling, it's there. So there are kusla, it means wholesome cause, and akusla, unwholesome cause, and vipaka, even it is akusla vipaka, or kusla vipaka, it just arises to experience only that, just one moment, see. It's not like kusla and akusla. The manners of kusla can be giving away things or seal and so on, but the vipaka, just moment of birth, one moment, and moment which follows, produced by the same karma, but performs the function of life continuum. No seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. That's why the object of patisanti does not appear, because it experiences the same object as citta before death of last life. When death comes, the door is closed. Nothing can be seen. What's there before? So the patisanti citta is the result of one karma. And only one moment is not enough for being the result of unwholesome or wholesome karma. So karma produced or conditioned the citta after rebirth, the same kind of citta, but different function. The first function in life is patisanti, succeeded from past moment, the jutti. The other citta cannot arise after jutti, except the pavanga, which is conditioned or produced by the same karma, because only one moment is not enough to be the result of karma. And since it does not experience object through the sixth doorway, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and mind, the world does not appear at all. Who are you? How many friends do you have? Family, things, possession? Even the self is not there, because the idea of self has to arise with akusala citta only. It can arise with pavanga, or life continuum. Only the accumulation of kusala and akusala are there. Asava, asaya, nosaya. Asaya can be the accumulation of both kusala and akusala, and anusya must be only akusala, anusya, the accumulation of that which has once arisen. It left its mark or sign of akusala to be conditioned, to condition the kusala or akusala at moment of after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So the result of karma is moment of birth and pavanga, and seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. While the other vipaka, the result, cannot be known. Like citta, which follows the seeing consciousness, is the same vipaka. It arises just to receive or experience the same object as seeing, but it does not see. But it seems like there is seeing all day, all the time. So many things not known to anyone without the teachings of the Buddha. So great. No one can be compared with him. So kind.
I was thinking, how much knowledge is there in this universe? Still, one has to get this all knowledge to be enlightenment, or this much knowledge of knowing about the all, about the Tripitas, can get enlightenment.
Is it useful to know?
No one.
To know or to understand the truth, is it useful or beneficial?
It's beneficial.
So, that's why we study. Only those who understand the great virtues.
Ma'am, I think so. Lord Buddha has only given a little knowledge to us in the form of Tripitak. Otherwise, he might be having the more knowledge than the Tripitak.
He said that he taught us from his great wisdom compared to only few leaves in his hand. And his great wisdom is like the leaves in the forest.
Okay, this is only in the hands.
It's few, two, three.
जितना ज्ञान भगवान गुरु ने हमको दिया है वो एक मुट्ठी में जितनी पत्तियां उतना, लेकिन जंगल में तो बहुत सारी पत्तियां हैं, उतना ज्ञान.
So, see, the more understanding, the more you can see the virtues of the Buddha. In samsara, that's not always Buddha. Yeah, two or three, few, very little. Two or three, and his wisdom.
And we are struggling on the phase one only, for eons and eons of years.
Even seeing now arises and followed by condition cannot be known without his enlightenment and taught us to understand the truth. Yesterday seeing, gone, even just past moment, never to return, just keep on going, arising and following away. The great magician.
Great and great now.
See? Yeah. So it's more than fortunate. It has to be the past conditions, which condition the moment of listening to his words. But careful, otherwise it's wrong. Because it's so subtle, each word, like Dhamma, see, includes everything. Everything which is real, why is real? It arises and it's seen, it's heard, so on. Life is only the arising and falling away of a lump of very, very details of each reality, unknown, arising and falling away. Past life, future life, this life, see. No one there at all. That's why one can be this person just only in this life. Next life, who knows? This life is not known in past life. And the future, not just one life, more than that, uncountable, without the understanding of the path leading to letting go, wrong understanding and clinging to wrong view. At moment of hearing what chati is, citta. The chati means kusala, arise to be. At moment of hearing what chati is, citta. Now, hearing. Can you select the object or the sound which now hear or heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Really?
I can differentiate.
Can you select that object, that sound to be heard?
Can you select sound or that sound?
Can you choose?
No.
See?
No.
So it is vipaka.
We can differentiate, but we can't select.
So that is vipaka.
Sound is vipaka.
So birth and life continues, or now we use the Pali term pavanga. Just keep on.
Life continuing.
Right. In Pali it's pavanga. Pavanga. It performs the function of a pavanga because there are altogether 14 functions of citta.
14.
14. Birth is one.
Death is one.
And pavanga. So the rest must be 12, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So now 7, right? But the citta which follows the seeing is not known.
Yes,
but it has to arise because the same karma produced not only one moment of seeing, but the other which succeed also experience, but it cannot perform the function of seeing. So there are cittas in between seeing which is not known, like that which follows. Two moments, the receiving and the investigating consciousness. And then another one is not vipaka, it is kriya citta. So for those who are not arahata, even dog and cat and worm must have this one, because it has to arise before kusala or akusala by accumulation. As soon as you see pink rose, it conditions like or dislike. But the kusala citta or akusala citta cannot arise after vipaka. It has to be this one which opens up that which is accumulated, like losing moment. When there's something experienced, what is there as condition? Condition the moment of kusala or akusala, which is not vipaka. So the circle of samsara is kilesa, kamma, and vipaka. There is kilesa, like or dislike. Very, very latent asava.
Hidden.
Before kamma. I know that you like pink flower. I like as soon as seeing has gone. So I give pink flower to you. This is kusala, not the vipaka. See? It follows kilesa, kamma, and vipaka.
Ildi. This is old samsara, ma'am.
Samsara. And many cittas in between, rupa and citta, whatever appears now, are part of samsara. But the main conditions must be kilesa. Without kilesa, like arahata, has eradicated all unwholesome kilesa. So there's no kamma to be done by arahata. He doesn't have kilesa, no akusala, and also no kusala, because kusala and akusala are conditions for life to be born again and again. But when the ignorance and all kilesa have been eradicated completely, no condition for being born again. So all arahatas has no other life after his enlightenment and death.
Ma'am, now the one questions come more if for the arhats.
No more kilesa and no more kusala.
Yes, ma'am. No more kilesa, no more kusala.
But wholesome chetasika can arise as kriya. Citta arises to be kusala and to be akusala and to be vipaka and also to be kriya. It does not condition result at all. Whatever kriya. So for us who are not arahata, for everyone, like any being.
When there are no results of the kriya.
The one which arises before kusala and akusala and kriya for arahata. Arahata does good deeds, but that good deeds do not condition birth at all. After death, no birth, no more. No ignorance, which condition kilesa and kamma, which is kusala and akusala.
It means, ma'am, he has to leave his body just now only?
Like Buddha, no more birth. Or arhatas, no
when
more birth.
Then there is also a condition that if a person becomes the arhat, he has to die? If a person becomes arhat and only kriya citta is remaining, he has to die?
After enlightenment, more kusala, no more akusala, only kriya, while he doesn't die yet. Like Sariputta and Buddha, no kilesa, no kusala, no akusala, only what which is used to be kusala must be kriya because it doesn't bring about birth anymore.
No more results, no more births, nothing?
For arahata. After death.
The conditions are done by also the conditions.
Right.
And
all
also
conditions.
By the conditions. Mm-hmm. So there is no one who is doing it. It's by itself and it has to be like that only. Mm-hmm. it's ultimate reality, and you can't, you know, nobody's there, and no changing, nothing, thinking, nothing. But you have to get the understanding of it.
That's why no one. There are four kinds of our chati: kusla and akusla, yeah, and vipaka
and kriya.
And kriya. And for us who are not arahata, there must be kriya before the arising of kusla and akusla. It cannot just arise without that citta which arises before it. It's like the, what you call, make way for kusla and akusla to arise. And how come kusla and akusla is accumulated each moment when it arises and falls away? That's why people have different characteristics. Some are very kind and some are very cruel. Once it arises and has fallen away, it's left the mark or the anusya in the citta. While one is asleep, there is no kusla citta, no akusla citta, because it's the vipaka, the result with the accumulation of kusla and akusla, ready to arise as soon as one wakes up, seeing, and then after 3 moments, it's there. Nobody knows how great wisdom is the enlightenment, the truth. Otherwise, we just pay respect to the Buddha. But actually, it's really to the rupa, the image, not understanding his virtues at all. Who's the one who one respect? It's not known about the virtues. So, Buddhist? Is it wise to pay respect to the statue, to the rupa?
It's
not
best to pay the
thinking
respect.
Or paying respect to his great virtues. So the manners of paying respect cannot tell. It can be done with lopa, attachment, wishing, asking for whatever they think that rupa can bring to them. But actually, not understanding who is the Buddha and who do they respect. Respect what? No understanding.
I'm understanding the words of the Buddha is the greatest respect.
Mm-hmm. At the moment of paying respect, it's not to the rupa, but to his virtues.
To the wisdom.
Yes. Three. Wisdom and purity and compassion. So great. No matter that person could become enlightened so far away, he went there to teach him before his death.
What means purity, Ajahn? Purity means no kilesa.
No
right?
Kilesa.
Right.
No akusala at all.
Right.
Sometimes one can be kind. At that moment, there is no attachment, greed or hatred. Even ordinary person can still have it, but so very little. Very little degree. How about the person who knows everything, enlightened everything? How great compassion must be for the others who do not know, who do not understand life, reality. But he couldn't teach everyone. It depends on the accumulation to be a different person. In a family, only one or two see the benefit of understanding the teachings. The other just no attention at all.
Yes.
So the teaching is dying until no one understands the teachings of the Buddha. Then the teachings lost from understanding of anyone who does not understand the teachings. So in Thailand, wherever, who does not understand the teachings, no teachings for him. Just the word Buddha, teachings, Buddha Sasana, or Buddha, the enlightenment. So it's not the place or the time, but the understanding is lost completely from those who do not study. and see the value of each word. It has to be the understanding clearly of each word. Not just Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. But what is Sangha? It's only the enlightened person, not the Samuti. Sangha, just the concept of monk. In Thailand, today, no understanding of who is Sangha. Even children are ordained as Samanera, the lineage of the Buddha. But it's impossible. Know nothing and then Samanera, know nothing and then Bhikkhu. It's not Bhikkhu of the Vinaya of Buddha.
Yes, ma'am. Completely agree with you. I have faced these things. I am facing this too.
And they receive money while Buddha lay the Vinaya. That is not monk's life.
And I say something in India also, I have to face it and they retaliate me very badly. That who are you to say these kind of things?
And in Thailand, monks stay in condominium and have birthday party and blew the birthday candle.